Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson, and good morning and good afternoon to all of you. Today is March the 9th. I always hope my date is right now, but I'm teasing you guys. I know it is. Happy Monday and welcome during this Mercury retrograde cycle with a lot of great things coming up. Oh, I'm going to take a breath for a minute and welcome all of you here on our YouTube live stream. I know you're coming over for Mark's show, and I caught like bits and pieces. I love when he talks about Virgo being a Virgo rising, and I was laughing because it took me like literally, I moved the screen like 52 times before we, you know, and I still had to just settle. So that's totally Virgo rising energy, and I was laughing about it. I also want to shout out to Mark this morning as we get started. We're going to do something fun, I hope. And I also, you know, I want to take a moment and just shout out to him because, as you all know, first of all, my heart is so grateful and so loved and so valued and honored over all of your support and love over Lulu's passing, of course, over the Rainbow Bridge. She said, Mom, it's okay to say I'm over the Rainbow Bridge now because I am. And I also feel so grateful to Mark. He honored her so, so much. He knows my heart. He knows that I was so very connected to her. And also, I just want to remind you guys, because it made it so much, it felt safe and it felt easy and it felt very, very, I was so embraced that I couldn't possibly be down, you know, for too long. I have to be there for everyone. It motivates me to be there even more deeply for everyone. But at the same time, the community that we have, and I say we because he has a gangster group of amazing advisors, but at the same time, he has to put all of these things out there for you. And now he has stepped into this other level for everyone. And we are so blessed as this world gets crazier. We have more and more of a gathering place and a better platform and everything he can possibly do to be here with us and for us. And I just want to shout out, thank you, Mark, for everything. At the same time, I too am just thanking all of you. I finally have everything in order. Lulu is back home here with us, so it feels good. And, you know, it's a shift for sure. Nadine, I see your loving words. All of you, I see your loving words. And I think we can go on together and have another, I think she's a protector myself. But in any case, we have a lot of good messages to share. And I definitely will have eternal attachment to her. But at the same time, being with all of you, I think it really does put more value on our breathing, living connection. And it shows how very much we go through together as human beings. And also to understand that somebody came to me with a difficult question this morning. And sometimes for all of us, you know, individually, your paths are threaded, but they're also very unique. And so what happens maybe for one person will not happen for the other, or the outcome for someone is very different than the other. And many of us are at different levels in all of this, and it definitely takes a turn of its own. And so it's good to have the guidance and the support together along the way. And so I'm very grateful. I'm super excited. Hello, everyone. Good morning. Thank you for coming in, Laura and Suzanne and Lynn. Lara, Denise, Lori, Patricia, Tara, Karen, hi. Michelle, yes, definitely. Happy, healthy life. Good morning. Nadine, lots of love. Lois, lots of love to you as well. Randy, all of you, Christina. And, you know, sometimes some of the harder questions become what brings us more depth and a better understanding of human behavior so we can go through like all of these life changes or whatever they may be. And you could tell it's a Pisces retrograde. I'm getting emotional. But the point being is this. I am excited to say goodbye to this retrograde because I felt like for all of us, Christina, where are you? Let me just see where you are. I think it was you who just said, yeah. She said, somebody just said they feel like they took some steps back. Denise. Denise said it. You know, Pisces does take us back. And listen, I love my Pisces girls and the energy that it brings for, and I'm being so difficult right now, but I said I love my Pisces girls, my women, all of that. The feminine aspect of the energy is good. Anyway, and I do accept the fact that there are Pisces men on the planet as well, but you guys know I'm teasing. The bottom line is this, Denise, it is truly a goodbye retrograde. Thank you, Lara. You just took the words right off my tongue. And it's also one, if we look at it like this, you know, Pisces gives us a little escape temptation, you know. How are we going to not recreate what we don't want, basically, if I'm saying this correctly? I'm sorry, guys, I'm in channel mode, so I probably sometimes won't make sense when this happens. But the bottom line is this, how will we become responsible to not escape what we're trying to escape, or how do we become more available to ourselves in truth moving forward? Because let me tell you, that Aries energy is going to kick it up a notch where truth is concerned, right? And just directness. Okay, great. We could finally get on with it. But how are we not going to take our past experiences, you know, use them as maybe excuses or whatever it may be, or perhaps I've seen a lot of people try to do other things to comfort themselves, like the alcohol or perhaps whatever your escape of choice is, or, you know, I was laughing because I gave up that damn ice cream and I'm still at it. Believe me, I'm going to do this 40 days no matter what it takes, but it's hell. And of course, in a grieving period, that's what I want to do. So I feel like the universe has its own plan. And I know you guys relate to this. Sometimes we do things not knowing why we're doing it, and then it turns out to be the best case scenario so we could fit in the wedding gown, you know, whatever it is. It's you get my point, but I do feel that it's better to not escape if you can really sit down and talk to yourselves. What are the three things you're going to do to become more responsible for what has occurred for you instead of going into that pity party space? What are the three things that you could change about yourselves or become aware of? Write it down because it's a great creative energy. And what are the things you could bring into? So if we look at the responsibility list and we put three things down, oh God, who wants to be that responsible for our feelings or whatever it is, but if, or our actions we've taken. And if we write it down on one side of the paper, just the three things we want to do, and then we take the other part of the paper. And as you go through your acceptance of these things and your forgiveness and you're allowed, like, just get rid of, just, this is it. This is the end of it. Because we have to step into this Aries movement soon. And we're going to need all of this to be gone, you know? Denise, I'll talk to you in a second. The thing is that when we put how are we going to do it? What three responsibilities do we need to address? The other side of the paper is, what kind of cool and amazing things would you like to create for yourselves moving forward using this Aries energy ahead and really replacing all of that, whatever, it's closure, time for closure. What are we going to do to replace it? And what kind of, what three cool things are we going to bring into our lives? And so I feel confident now that you will, yeah, the universe does have its own plan. I'm going to come into the room in 1 second, but I'm just planting a little seed in your minds because I think getting ready for this, how many more days do we have? Like, I don't know, 11, who's counting? But Denise, you're right. She said she feels like she's going backwards, but the intensity and her awareness was on fire. It's so interesting how I do believe that we did become quote unquote on fire and that Aries energy was really, you know, it became very obvious very fast. And then suddenly we have this retrograde. Now Jupiter's going to go direct, you know, in Cancer, which is also very good for all of us in different ways. But the bottom line is this. I think Denise said, because she was already on fire, it's kind of like dipping your toe. You have to think about it this way, because we don't want to move too fast. It's given us a final, like, oh, pause and a breath to really organize ourselves so we don't trip up along the way over the next couple of years, the new season, so to speak, and the new astrological year as we begin to get closer to it, which is only less than 2 weeks away. We really want to understand what is no longer necessary and what kind of new cool. Aries is so cool, right? We want to be more cool. We want to bring more of that into our lives. So what are we going to do to replace all of this other stuff? So we get to have a new start. We get to do things different. We get to really add. So what cool things are you going to do with your lives? And I'm using the word cool right now because it's very hot here in Florida, but I'm teasing. It is. But anyway, the bottom line is this. I feel very good about what's about to occur, and I do feel momentum is going to be really big. There is a lot of good word. Good morning, Ms. Gemini. She says there's a lot of astrological traffic. It's a very heavy energy. I'm sure Mark explained a lot of it. I'm sure many of our amazing astrologers can explain it to you. And I tap into the astrology only psychically, so I really don't have a clue what's, you know, I just feel my way. I'm more, you know, mental about it, but I definitely know that it's been heavy. And see, usually, I think that we have a few more days to get through it, but there are some positive things that are happening this week also that are going to really kick it up a notch, and it's going to get easier and easier. And then we move forward and have, you know, Aries is going to be really interesting in the world, and we can't deny that, and we can't deny what's happening, but we can bring it home, make our lives feel more cool, whatever it is that makes you feel more cool. We kind of lost some of that. I'm like totally into the hippie vibe, you know, trying to chill out. We had so much more time to relax. There was less stress in the world. You know, how do we bring some of that back into our lives? Because our momentum is going to happen for us. The universe, as Kat just said, has its own plan. I thought I would launch my course on the spring equinox, but it seems that's not the date. I did get a lot done up to this point because of that expectation. So, right. It forces you almost, or it, divinely aligns certain things to happen. Just like I probably would have outgrown that stupid dress for the wedding in a few weeks, at my son's wedding, if I was able to eat ice cream through my grieving, you know, think about it. And I can't go against my word, so I won't. And I was like, well, all right, this part is okay. But still, it's painful, you know, but when you're used to something every day, it's not easy. With that being said, I do believe that moving forward, Kat, I'm trying to get a timing. My left ear is definitely going off. because they want to press it a little longer, a little later. And you're saying spring equinox. I don't think that's the date either. But I will tell you this. I like the last couple of days of the month, but I also love what it looks like around Maypole, like the early part of May, because, you know, we get the tweaks out for some weeks through, let's just say we get some tweaks out in April, and then the early part of May looks amazing in my left eye. And I feel, thank you, Laura, for eating that ice cream. I appreciate that. But you guys get it. And then I'm sure, Kat, I feel like not pushing is purposeful, but you're going to feel really different in about 12 days. And that, I think the retrograde's over on the 20th, if I'm not, so that's 11 days. Yeah. But I feel 12 to 15 days, I'm going to go that far. You're going to feel a lot different. And I hope that happens. Okay. All right, now let's come up to the top. Lara just commented, she's asking the family for prayers, despair. Her grandpa is going into hospice and making his transition. Lots and lots of love to you. It's a very beautiful place for him to be, safe and comforted. And my prayers are with you and your family, Lara, and everyone else, I'm sure. All right, I'm going to come back to the top and take some questions. And a couple of you asked me, Lois, good morning to you. Nadine, thank you. Somebody asked me, Michelle, I think it was first that I saw. Lori, happy birthday to you. Where did Michelle go? All right, guys. Let's just keep taking a look here. I'll find her. Michelle E., this is for you, okay? She just asked for a card, but maybe I'm going to pull a few. All right, here we go. Oh, yeah. So I love what I see, and I am pulling a few. And it's kind of amazing. You're going through some reconstruction of, I want to say, relationships. And there is some great relationship energy coming. And I believe this emotionally, but I also believe this on many levels. You're going to start attracting what you need. And I also believe that whatever this is that aligns, like when I tell you, I'm just going to shout them out, Two of Cups, Three of Cups, Ten of Cups, Knight of Cups, Six of Cups. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And the Nine of Wands being at the outcome of what I'm seeing tells me that there's spiritual strength and unity in your world coming up ahead. And of course, we can look at this in a romantic sense, but I can also look at it as the people that you're attracting into your life are going to really, truly align with you now. So I absolutely love that. And I feel confident that because of this, I just feel a happier cycle. Now, this didn't come overnight. And some people say, you know, we always like to question, like, because it looks easy on the surface when these things happen and these cycles come into our lives. I want to lean into the romantic aspect of all of this because it does look very romantic, but it also, in a general sense, when we see the Ten of Cups, we look at the environment that you're in and the world that you're in. And it took a lot of pain, I feel, a tearing down to rebuild. The whole thing is this. If people look at at your story and people see what's happening next, you know, I do feel like there's going to be like, oh, you know, Michelle's so lucky, this, that, and the other thing. Or maybe you're going to be like, where is the other bomb that's going to drop or whatever it is, you know, in your world. But it looks so, so good. And I feel actually there's so much spiritual strength in whatever connection this is that I'm looking at, that you just feel so much better all the way around. And I do hope that helps, okay? Coming into what happens next, there may be some choices that you have to make. And as long as you stay on your spiritual journey, you'll make the right connections. And I hope that helps, okay? I feel really, really good about it. And I also believe that you're going to be surprised over what happens and how everything comes up now coming forward. I think you're really, really going to be amazed by what occurs. Now, I don't know if this, in the previous cycle, I want to say so much tore down to rebuild, if that makes any sense. And everything that was, you know, sometimes we, you know, we get nervous when we, and this is in the past, so it's no part of moving forward, or perhaps even up until this point, when we see that tower energy, we always take it like, oh my God, I got the tower, da 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 da. But no, sometimes the tower is really positive because it actually allows us to rebuild our lives and it really recreate our lives on a more solid foundation. Good news is coming. I also feel like if there's work, professional life, things like this, there's good news there. So you're basically all the way around going to improve everything about your world coming up ahead, okay? And I hope that helps. All right, thanks so much for being here. Kat, I'm getting a lot of numbers around the 29 and 19. 29, 9, and 19. And I want to leave it at that. And I hope that helps. Tara has a question. If you have any messages for me today about getting on track with, okay, let's take a look. Okay. I always feel this first, or right in this moment, 5 minutes of movement is better than no minutes of, than 0 minutes of movement. And I believe wholeheartedly that you have to start in a way like taking some steps just for movement. And I know that I don't care if it's a little stretch. I don't care if it's a little walk. I don't care, you know, really getting on track and in touch with yourself, because even 5 minutes, if you start there, I really believe that you'll go to 7 and 10 or 9 and 10 like this and add a little bit into your world every day. Not that we need something else to do, Tara, because we really don't. But I really believe that's part of the answer. Also, I feel strongly about a probiotic for you, in a sense that is really, really a healthy gut thing. And please check with your doctor for anything medical as far as advice goes. But I really, truly believe that it's so much better for you to have that. It kind of breaks things down and makes it easier to start shedding. And I do see some shedding. And I believe that not making it, one thing is not to put huge pressure on yourself. Another thing is moving. And the third thing would be, instead of force, ease, feel your body, you know, to touch yourself in a sense that you could see every little thing happen that shows improvement. And honestly, stay away from the damn scale. That is my advice for you, because that's too much pressure right now. But I think you can getting your nutrition on track is also comes with moving your body, because you'll want to tend to it. And intuitively pressure does the opposite. And I think you understand that. And I hope that helps. All right, let's take a look. Who else has a birthday? Happy birthday, Denise. Happy birthday to you, Lori. Thank you for that. Now, let me come back to the top because I feel like I missed someone up here. And then I'll come down the line here. Lori asked for a birthday message. And let's take a look. Somebody was laughing with me about my hands and how busy they are. And I can't, I said, I'm an Italian Gemini. What would you want me to do? You know? So aside from sitting on my hands, I'm going to use them, I'm sure, for the duration, you know? All right, hold on now. But I'm laughing because I could see them flying around. Now, hold on 1 second. What I'm trying to figure out right now, and I'm going to share, Lori and Denise, I'm checking intuitively to see if that would a lot, like if you all would carry over, but I think I'm going to keep them separate. Okay. So Lori, you're first, Denise, you're next. We have two birthday girls in the room. And if there are more, please let me know. Okay, Lori, this is definitely for you. I feel like you're going to go through some lessons of letting go. And also this year having, and I say that about fear, or I say that about maybe feeling there's almost shaking up your ground a little bit. There's almost, when we have a desire for stability or structure, which we do, I think I'm going to say don't confine yourself into any kind of anything right now. I mean, honestly, I feel like you're supposed to be letting go a little bit more and creating an attitude of abundance and not an attitude of restriction. And what I mean by that is to really start to trust and open up to trust. I think you're going to do a lot of that this year. You're going to see how it pays off. I mean, we have an enormous universe. We have this, what I call, it encompasses all, you know, God's world. And also you being who you are, I see a lot of creativity coming out of you, but you went through a lot of boundary shifts and really understanding what kind of boundaries that you can and cannot put forth, and you'll continue to do that a little bit, but you're going to learn how to put yourself first a little more this year as well and become healthier by letting go and not being in so much fear by making those choices and decisions. And you're, it's almost like you've been, don't take this the wrong way, but it is like a little rewiring, you know, and I like that. And so I feel really good. I mean, I feel really good and opening up to new things, new experiences. There's a more youthful vibe coming up. And I definitely feel open about that. Like, let things flow. It'll create so many more avenues for fulfillment. I also see a little maintenance going on around your space, maybe your home, your vehicle. It is a retrograde, so we have a reason, you know, an excuse for it. But I'm just telling you, a little bit of the four tire thing. When I get this energy about maintenance, it's like maintaining yourself, maintaining your property, maintaining your vehicle, this kind of thing. Also, maybe feeling like you don't want to. You may go through a little bit of moment here coming up ahead that you don't want to go too far from home. And that's okay too, because you can open in other ways while all this is going on. And so you're going to go through all of this amazing shift of opportunity. But for now, it's also okay to spend time with you and, you know, yourself. and because you're growing from within deeply. So if you're shifting that attitude around abundance and learning how to manifest in all of these things, you could share that with the world later. You don't have to like do it all, come all out at once kind of thing. And I hope that makes sense, and have a happy birthday. Okay. Lori, that's for you. Okay. Denise, you're next. I see Joni also. All right. So let's just keep moving. And I see some questions coming. I'll get there. I promise. We're getting there, guys. Denise said she took a little step back and she started to feel on fire, which is very, very true. But I also believe that you, it was good to have that feeling, and now you're in preparation for permanence. So it's very, very obvious that that's what's next, but let's take a look for you, and happy birthday to you also. Happy birthday, Pisces. We have another birthday coming in a few days. If anyone knows C.A. Brooks, her birthday is in a few days. You know, we have a lot of spiritual energy floating around right now to grab. And we're also, I don't know about you guys, but I have a share question. Has anyone changed some of their beliefs lately from a spiritual perspective, or going through an opening and expansion of allowing new information to come to you in certain ways where you may have said 10 years ago, or even a year ago, or yesterday, you may have said, no, I don't believe any of that. That can't be possible. That kind of thing. Or the opposite. Has anyone gone through that? Because I feel like that's also very present. All right, here we go, Denise. And Denise, actually, this is coming up around you as well. Really expanding. And getting really super sharp. I'm not worried at all about your, you know, I feel for you as far as stepping back a minute, but I think it's good because it really makes you want it even more. It's like being in the slingshot, really, which is what I say. I see some shedding of weight. I see some shedding of emotion. I see a lot of psychic energy coming in for you. And really softening you. So what's happening for your transformation is you go from that sharp, you're basically transforming from the Queen of Swords to the Queen of Cups. And the Queen of Cups is really what you exude, but you've had to sharpen the edges a little bit. And now you're going to soften the edges again, if that makes any sense. So please know it looks really, really good. And, I also feel like you're on the right path, so don't press the timing. I think your card for the year is a star card where you follow that divine calling and that path. And not, we can't really measure day to day how expansive or shrunk. You know, when energy expands and then it retracts, it's really all an intentional alignment for your future. So try not to fight the pause. Reevaluate, reorganize, and go forward. You're going to have a really good year, okay, honey? And I love that. So please come back and share and let us know how you're doing. Happy birthday. Okay, Joni, you're next. And let me see who's next. Good morning, Ellen from Italy. Who else is here? Suzanne? Suzanne says Fiona has been super attached, clingy. All right, Joni, you're next. Kimberly, I see you also. I'll get there, okay? All right, let's look at Joni.
Denise, you're welcome.
Lots of birthday girls. I told you I love these Pisces women. It's amazing how strong and soft you all really are, to say it. I haven't, you know, I can't really say it any better, but it's the truth. And Joni, you have taken, you, it's like a breath and a something coming back from your past, speaking of the retrograde, but it's very, very good. There's a lot of peace and harmony also coming, but there are, it feels like someone from the past is going to contact you. I see dark-haired woman, dark-haired female, perhaps someone you worked with or wanted to work with, like this kind of thing. Maybe I really do believe that it's somebody coming back to offer you something. And it could be an old friend. It could be a coworker. It could be an old boss. This kind of thing. Have you been putting out anything in the universe as far as another position or something you wanted in the past that didn't happen? It looks very, very good. You're going to get very grounded this year. I love that. And I see income. I see more, especially by the time the sun is in Taurus, this person is going to show, it seems significant because it's not really, it's not the norm, that's for sure. But it's very, very rock solid. So I'm going to say she's a dark-haired woman. She's going to make an impact on your future in a good way. It does look business-related or friendship. But I feel like even if it's friendship, it would be business-related in some way. Okay? And I'm pulling the same again after a good shuffle there. Yeah, and basically, there are a lot of tests that you've passed, and a lot of there is a divine order as well for you, but definitely more comfort. And I know this is, I actually see a scenario with you doing some fine dining also. So that's coming as well. Guys, hang on 1 second. I'll be right there. Serena, I need you again. Guys, I am so very sorry. It is definitely a retrograde time change. Everyone forgot. Sorry about that. We are back live. It is still March 9th. I'm going to not wait. I'm going to anticipate a better ending of the day, but I'm really, really sorry about that. Everything and anything is happening today. So we have to laugh about the retrograde. I am definitely, Michelle, I feel like you have it all. Denise, you have it all. Joni, I feel like you're putting a lot of energy. Definitely pay attention to what's happening. I feel by May, you're going to know what I'm saying is true. And okay, we'll keep moving, guys. Thank you so much for your patience. That was very funny. Okay, here we go. Now, let me see who's next because okay, Nadine, I do have something for you. And you're probably not going to love me for it, but I'm going to say it anyway. I do feel like there's something that can help you by like something from a doctor or your practitioner, whoever you go to. But there is something that can definitely take it down. And I think it's quite common after stressful periods, of course, but at the same time, I don't really want to take any chances. So I do want to tell you to be seen for it. And there's just like something very small. It could be it could be natural supplementation, something like this, that can really help you take that down. Okay. So please do that. It's such an easy and quick fix. She's saying hard to stomach some things right now, heading back up north to support her cousin. Yeah, I'm sure you are an angel in this life. So I'm sure you're really being called to that. And so I know you're very, very needed. So, and good luck to you there. Yeah, something like that. She said, Pepcid. Well, I can't tell you what it is because I'm not permitted, but I'm not a doctor, but similar vibe. Yes. You go see your doctor and ask for that. And, I'm sure it'll be a really quick fix. Okay. There's many things on the market. That's just the easiest one to go to, but I think there are many things and maybe something a little even better than that. Okay. All right. Let me come to Kimberly, guys. She has a very important question about a friend who had passed in 2018. I mean, she says, hi, this is Kimberly. My friend Terry passed in 2018. Is she trying to get me to notice that she was perhaps, are you saying that she's coming to you now, Kim? Or are you still here? Sorry about that, guys. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and answer you. And I almost feel like there was something, hold on a second. I feel like it was a combination of something, honey. I don't feel the same, so to speak. Hold on now. But I definitely feel like there was something she was also doing in her life, like her lifestyle. And there was definitely one significant obvious health issue that also enhanced this or maybe sped it up is how I'm seeing it. Let me take a look at the rest of it, but I feel like it was more lifestyle and something wrong, that wasn't corrected properly. And I hope that helps. Yeah, that's what they're showing me also. There was something she was doing, and I'll say it like this. There was an addiction of something that was going on. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but that's part of it. And there was also a health condition. Honestly, probably, I said one significant health issue, but also I think a couple others that stems from that. So I don't believe that it was more or less the poison, a poisoning, or I feel like maybe a self, more of a self-inflicted poisoning. You know what I mean? Because of circumstances in her environment. Yes, with another, I could tell that. I understand where you're going with this, but I just feel like it was a sad combination of health and lifestyle. And I hope that helps. And I hope that makes sense. I think the poison that you're picking up on is more coming from maybe somebody in her life that wasn't healthy for her. And I'm sure that's what it was. Okay. All right. I hope that helps. And lots of love to you. I know when they come through, they want to maybe, you know, visit. Sometimes you have to look at them as guardian, like angels really, and protectors of what's happening. And I hope that, I hope you find comfort in that. You know, I feel like I can remember when that almost happened, like yesterday. And time is just flying. But thank you so much for being here, Kimberly. And thanks for hanging in there. This crazy retrograde show. All right. Let me just see now who is, we have time for one more. And hello, hello, Birth of Angels. Nice to see you. Keisha, hello. And all of you. She's been in dreams, plastic surgery and all that. Yeah, I feel like that. You know, sometimes I'm sure there was more than that, but I hear what you're saying, okay? Lara is asking about Honey, her little puppy. I feel like it's going to be a I see improvement again, Lara. I don't know if you use any kind of treatment from the veterinarian, like I feel something for her too, a chew that can really help. And maybe you can seek that out or definitely contact the veterinarian. I feel like this one really did get her. I believe that too. It's a little, but it's going to go in and it is, there is a lot of sensitivity I could feel, but there is something that can help calm her and coat her. That's how it looks. And you will find that, but definitely give your veterinarian a call. And I feel strongly about that. Okay. It'll definitely happen. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and comically pull a card for all of you right now. And I pulled the Three of Wands. And, you know, I think that it's a reminder to strengthen your connections, not only with yourselves, your higher power, and your connection with others, but to truly deepen your faith, or ask that your faith be deepened without effort, and to really, really go forward and connect. I think it's time for connections with others and ourselves at a deeper level. So I do hope that helps. And I also feel we say, you know, there's some stuff about Mercury retrograde out there. It is kind of funny because it's a contract energy as well. So make sure you go over everything with a fine-tooth comb if you're going to take steps towards anything like that. And remember that there are shifts around that once you do. So take it easy. Also, there's going to be, if you're waiting to hear from someone, this is a very good indication that they're going to be getting back to you quickly. It's also a remember, like I look at it as 3 days or 3 weeks. So for movement and positive movement, I look at it as a lot of connection. If we look at the third house, the Gemini house, communicating with friends, neighbors, relatives, whoever it may be, but super, super positive flow forward, okay? And not a huge leap. If we look at the three, and it's so weird. When I was coming to you guys today, I was saying I was already thinking about the number three because we are in the month of March, and I was thinking about the 369 energy and everything in threes. I was going to say this earlier on, so it's a good reminder for me as well. The number three is extremely significant this week. And so remember that going forward. And thank you so much for hanging in there with all of this, this office interruption today, and lots of love. And I'll see you soon. I'll see you next week. Okay. Be well. And thank you, Serena, for everything. Bye, everybody. We made our work hard today, guys. Bye-bye now.